Open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate.
You cling to your pain. Eden. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love.
You guys are crazy.
You're doing the song.
Another moment during the song, you know, all hell breaks loose. So we're talking about how old you are versus how old you look.
Yeah.
Intern, who was it that came
Nicole.
In? Nicole came
Hello.
In. And started, so, hi, intern Nicole. So you thought you'd waltz in and just start guessing people's ages? Or did someone ask you to do that?
Somebody asked me to ask... to guess Trevor's age. And
all right, so, well, hold on. So Trevor is a friend of ours who produces Jim Kerr down the hall.
Yeah.
We love Trevor. Anyway, so
best.
Trevor walks by and you guess his age. How'd that go?
It didn't go well. I guessed 45, and he's not 45.
He's not even close, I don't think.
Well, how old is Trevor?
He's 35.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's
but he has two little kids, so, you know, sometimes you have a bad night.
That puts mileage on you.
Yeah.
And, Nicole, keep in mind, you know, these hours we drag our asses in here. I mean, we're we're still waking up from last night.
That's my
right?
point. That's
Get
my
here.
Point.
Get okay, out of here.
Well, tell intern Nicole your point.
Okay, so my point is... I could see her making that mistake with Trevor because
right.
Trevor is here early in the morning. A lot of times he's got two little kids. He doesn't sleep that much. I'm like, well, you know, when you're tired, you age minimum 10 years, maybe 15. Scary's case, even more than
25.
That.
25.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
No. I think there's a swing of like a year or two, maybe a couple years. And by the way, she was pretty spot on with everybody
else's
age.
Yeah, she really was. She really
when
was.
When she guessed it.
Well, you know, and when you're my age, you know, people say, hey, how old are you? I'll tell them, and they'll go, okay, I can see that. So I guess I'm probably age appropriate, and I don't care. It doesn't okay. bother me,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I know, but Nicole, how old are you?
20.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
She's
okay.
a baby.
I just turned 20.
So she guessed my age, like, pretty much spot on. She said I was 51.
Yeah.
I'm 50. But
tell everyone what you told her. Go ahead.
This is where
it all slid down that hill.
If you catch me on, like, a Friday or Saturday night when I'm well-rested, fully showered, and shaved, which I'm not right now, you'd mistake me for a 40-year-old.
A decade gets knocked off because it's a Friday night.
If I got a fresh cut,
yeah.
forget it, man. I look at my early 30s.
No, you don't. Okay, to be honest, you do not. You do not look like you're in your 30s
Stop.
At all.
I don't know. I'll die on this hill with Scary because, you know, on a good Saturday night, I'm rested. I got a good, nice, clean, pressed shirt.
Well,
on.
I tell you.
Edison bulbs at the
yes.
bar. Absolutely.
To be honest, to what you said, I mean, most mornings when you drag in, Nate, you look like you died on a hill.
No, when it's a low-lit bar, too.
So you're saying in the dark, a low-lit bar. Or to someone who cannot see, that you look 40.
I'm just telling you, it's a state of mind, too. I've got no wife, no kids, no stress, no anxiety, no mileage.
Scary.
But now in the
that
morning,
doesn't mean
I look
anything
like,
a lot of times.
I look like hammered hell.
Okay.
We all look like hammered hell in the morning, you know? Especially,
I don't think so.
Speak for yourself.
I don't know. I think Danielle and Gandhi, they don't look like hammered hell in the morning. They look awesome in the morning.
They do look great.
So don't speak for them.
They're anomalous.
Anyway, I just think it's pretty funny. So keep in mind, Nicole, you are coming from the point of a 20-year-old, right?
Yeah.
But see, as you get older, I tell you, you see, to me, you look younger than 20.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
How old do I look?
I mean, you look like you're in your below 20. I don't know, somewhere down there.
I would have said 18.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But she's basically the same age as my son, my oldest, because my oldest is
right.
19. So,
okay.
You know.
But then there are some, like I'll go to visit some friends who have college kids, whatever, and I'll go, oh my God, your daughter, she's out of college, right? No, she's a freshman. And they look older. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it's just fashion and the way people do their makeup and hair these days. I mean, you look older than 20-year-olds looked when I was younger. Does that make sense? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like
new
trends.
God.
Yeah,
everyone,
absolutely.
Little kids, they, like 7-year-olds, they look like they're 14.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Exactly.
Some of them wear makeup and a little crop top thingy.
I am completely age blind. I can't tell at all. There was an intern we had who I thought was in her 40s. Nope. found out she was like 19. I don't know anything about anything. I can't tell. But what I can tell you is on a Friday night, Scary does not look 10 years younger than a Tuesday morning.
We're going to test this out.
Oh, God.
Okay, good.
Why?
How are we testing this?
I mean, do we have to? Okay, we'll test it.
My own knowledge.
I told you how I test. I test out that I'm doing okay is when I go to the boardwalk in the summer. I go to the Guess My Age game. If the Guess My Age game says 5 years or younger, I'm like, I'm good.
Wow. You go to some drunk carny on the boardwalk to tell you how old you look. Makes sense. Well, you know, and Scary does have a good point. I mean, if you're feeling good, you're feeling energetic, there's a little bounce in your step that you don't have when you're, you know, tired like we are now.
Yeah,
most of us anyway.
True.
I get that. I don't know. Gandhi's smirking.
This is insanity. What? I made people run in here to listen to this nonsense because I was like, I can't be the only one. And Nate's over here. Nate will encourage anything.
Yeah.
Any crazy statement, Nate's like, I agree.
Scary's spot on. You know, on a good night, whew, I'm in my 20s.
She's 20. You think you look like Nicole?
I think I could look like her. One of her co-students. What are they? Co-eds? Students? I could look like one of her people in her class.
My peers. Yeah.
Peers. Yes, that's the word.
You may look like one of her peers. Who's in rehab?
Maybe you guys are losing your eyesight. I didn't know that.
Maybe there is that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is how you feel. You know, if you're rested, I see how that takes age off you because you have different energy. Yeah. It's about your energy, really.
11 years on a Friday? 11 years.
Okay, I think that's a bit much.
I know you dress.
It's also how much alcohol I've consumed, and then I look at him.
That's fair.
You know.
Yeah, there's so many factors. Yeah. So many moving parts, as they say.
Oh, my God, this was
awesome. All right, well, intern Nicole, thanks for coming in and stirring up the crap in here. We appreciate it. Anything else you want to talk about that insults the old people? Anything?
She took her headphones off. She's done.
That's awesome.
I like this text. You guys spend way too much time at bars with drunk people, guessing people's ages. What are you doing?
Seriously.
Who cares? If you feel young, you're having a good time, whatever. Embrace it. It is what it is.
I will tell you, you get to a point in your life where you just don't care anymore. No. And it's not for bad reason. No. I think it's good. I think if you care too much and you're worried about what people think as far as your age goes, aren't there other things you should be focusing on other than that?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why I never understand when people, I can't celebrate my birthday this year. I can't turn 30. I mean, really?
Right.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, dead. At least when you die, you're kind of freezing time, right?
Yep.
I don't know. Yeah, Gandhi.
So I actually read that celebrating your birthday makes you age a little bit more than not celebrating your birthday. That if you don't celebrate your birthday, it's kind of a biohack because you're not telling yourself that you're getting older, you haven't celebrated it, you haven't marked the occasion, so you just kind of keep coasting. I don't know if it's true, but I read it.
Well, okay, interesting. It's interesting. I don't know, because a birthday is just a day of the year. Yeah. Your age changes by the hour, you know, and you can't stop it. What can we stop? Yeah, you can moisturize your face, you can exercise, drink more water.
Yeah.
You know, there are things you can do. Like
exercise.
Right now, I'm trying to get more protein. I'm eating shrimp for breakfast.
Oh, I can see that.
Can you smell my shrimp from there?
Can,
nice shrimp from Metropolitan Seafood.
Very nice.
But I'm dipping it in sickeningly sweet Peter Luger sauce, which probably has
lots of sugar in that.
It's like eating a stack of pancakes. Well, I'm doing my part. Anyway. So go out, have a bump in your step, have a bounce in your step, whatever. You know, if you just think of yourself as just feeling a little better today than yesterday, then you're edging out and you're good. You're good.
Yeah.
Intern Nicole, stay out of the room.
No.
She's so sweet, though.
Let's get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. We've got a free crap phone tap on the way. And, of course, Scotty B. Did you find some free crap, Scotty?
Yeah, I got a pile. Is five things enough?
A pile of crap.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That's a lot.
Five things is a lot.
Okay.
Maybe you could whittle it down to four and we're good.
Four. Okay, you got it.
All right, let's go. What's going on, Gandhi?
All right. The Gulf Coast is making preparations for what will likely be the season's latest hurricane. The disturbance is turning near the Cayman Islands and is forecast to become Tropical Storm Helene on Tuesday. Helene could turn into a Category 2 hurricane with 110-mile-per-hour winds by the time it makes landfall. That could happen Thursday, and forecasters say the west coast of Florida will feel the greatest impact.
Wow.
There's been a lot of talk about violent crime. Are crime rates up? Are they down? Well, it looks like violent crime and property crime is down, but car thefts have shot up. According to the FBI's 2023 crime report, violent crime went down by about 3% from 2022 to 2023. That includes an over 9% decrease in rape and nearly 12% decrease in murder and non-negligent manslaughter. Meanwhile, motor vehicle theft went up 12%. And we've been talking about that a lot. People getting their cars stolen. Yeah. I think we all know somebody at this point who's had a car stolen here within the last 6-7 months. And finally, X is set to change how its block feature works. Elon Musk, who we know owns it, says that users blocked by a public account will now still be able to view posts from the account. However, they will not be able to engage with any of the posts from the account that blocked them. Elon Musk said it was high time that this happened. And those are your three things.
What's the point?
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that he does that I sit back and think.
Yeah, most stuff he does, I sit back and say, what are you doing?
But, you know.
Like, huh?
Okay. What? Great.
All right. Thank you, Gandhi.
I'm done.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
For decades, the mafia had New York City in a stranglehold. But the murder of Carmichael Conti marked the beginning of the end.
It sent the message that we can prosecute these people.
From the minds behind the acclaimed television series, listen to Law and Order Criminal Justice System on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart Radio app and search Law and Order Criminal Justice System and start listening.
iHeart Radio, music you should know, featuring Paul Russell and Meghan Trainor. Slip In.
You said I'm funny. It's not enough, babe. Cause I keep on slipping through ya. You want a girl, man. You want a wedding band. Girl, that's in your hands. Cause I keep on slipping through ya. Slipping through your fingers through my hair. You like to braid it. Sleeping on my couch, all in my clothes.
Ghost me, leave me on red. Well, I'm the one who's waking up in your bed. I'm the one you brag about to your friends. So why can't I call you my man? No, don't you dare be wasting time. I need you to stay, won't you be mine? Cause your mama loves me, and your daddy too. Can you please just tell me what else I gotta do?
Why don't you
Meghan Trainor custom stations with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Oh, not another take.
Oh, it's like that. I'm your dream come true when it's on a platter for you. Then you pull back when I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance. Saying
sorry for your loss.
Hair, slick back, white t-shirt, and I got that good girl thing.
like that, and I'm back, bro.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
I don't know if you grew up with them. They may be before your time, but America is down to its last Kmart.
Oh.
Oh, they Scotty's just, so sad.
It wasn't. Yeah, Scotty, pull Scotty on. He's the big Kmart nerd. I think the last big Kmart was out in Bridgehampton, Long Island. We used to go there all the time, and now they have taken that one down. There is a smaller Kmart in Miami that's still around. It's the last one. And it's not much of a Kmart. I mean, it's just the size of their like their garden area, and they leased the rest of the building out to someone else.
Oh, yep. Wow.
So if you're in Miami, that's the last Kmart. I don't know what's in there. Not a lot of stuff.
And if you're on Long Island, you have until October 20th to see the one in Bridgehampton. That's it.
Yeah, we used to go to that one all the time. Because they had stuff, like a lot of Martha Stewart stuff was at the Kmart there because, you know, she had a house out there and everything.
And, you know, even though they had Blue Light Special still, the stuff there was still expensive. It, like a T-shirt was like $40. We went shopping there earlier this month, and
Gandhi, did you ever shop at Kmart when you were a kid?
Oh yeah, I totally remember Kmart. Absolutely.
Right.
What is the big difference between Kmart and Walmart, and why is Kmart going under?
Well, Walmart. I mean, it's a whole different monster. Walmart. I mean, they are so big, and they have so much control over the products coming in. They can basically control all the prices and whatever. Kmart never really had that much control.
Oh.
Not like Walmart. Are you kidding me? And then there's Target. See, I love Target. I'm still a big, huge Target fan.
I went into Target yesterday to get ingredients to make my dinner, and I walked out with a brand new pair of shoes.
There you go.
Did you cook
Atta girl.
I did not cook the shoes, but thankfully I did cook the dinner.
I do. I love Target. Yeah. I really do. I mean, a lot of, especially in the summertime, most of the clothes I wear are from the Target. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they used to have Super Kmarts, right?
Yeah,
they still do.
Did you and your family go to Super Kmart?
They
don't have Super Kmart.
Oh, they
anymore.
Don't? Not, I thought
well,
they still
no.
did.
Super
they Kmart don't have any Kmarts. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, the supersized version of Kmart. And I remember when one of our Kmarts in Erie became a Super Kmart. Wow, everybody turned out for that thing.
Oh, I'm thinking of Super Target.
The biggest thing ever, Super Kmart.
And that's the first place I ever experienced Little Caesar's Pizza. Pizza Pizza. They had them in all the little cafes there.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. But Danielle, Super Targets are super, super duper Targets. I love Target.
Domino's, what pizza's in there?
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut.
Is that like Target
so
Greatland? Target Greatland
is that's
a super
what it
Target.
Is. Super
yeah,
Target,
yeah.
They call it Greatland. I love it. It's a great land. Good God, man. It's its own little planet there.
That's what they call it.
There is this shopping center not far from here. They have, of course, a Super Target. They also have an Old Navy. By the way, have you been to Old Navy lately?
Hell yeah.
Hear me out. talk about it, Gandhi. Come on, preach.
I went the other day. Actually, it was less than a week ago to get a pair of flip-flops. $5.99, by the way. They were amazing. Yep. I got a hair clip, and I was looking around like, wait just a minute. Old Navy has a bunch of cool stuff.
Yes. I know. Alex goes to Old Navy like every other week.
Wow.
He loves Old Navy.
But
also, so there's that company owns Old Navy and also The Gap and, I think, Banana Republic. It's those three. Yep. And plus some others.
I think it's Athletica, too, right?
Oh, really? Yep. Well, so we passed a Gap the other day, and I could see Alex getting all sweaty on his palms. Like, should we go in? Should we check out I haven't been to a Gap in years or a Banana Republic, you know?
Oh, Gap has made like a total turnaround too. They're doing all kinds of different stuff and new stuff. They have some really cute jeans.
Yeah, they got the baggy jeans.
I like J. Crew. I walk in there and I'm like, wow, Mike, this isn't what I thought it was. This is like cool stuff. I love it.
Well, that J. Crew's bougie compared to the Old Navy. Old Navy, man. My old DJ vibe started happening because they had Hawaiian shirts everywhere.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
They still do. They have Hawaiian shirts like all the time in Old Navy.
I need some winter Hawaii, some long sleeve Hawaiian shirts. Is there such a thing?
I don't know. Oh, I don't. I've never seen that.
Neither have I. But it seems to it needs to be invented. Let's drop it before someone steals our idea. in other conversations going on that really don't matter a lot. When's the last time we had an argument over the dishwasher? I had one last weekend. Because I don't know if any of you are like this. I'm very, very anal retentive about how the dishwasher is loaded. Mm-hmm. It has to be a certain way.
Oh, really?
And if I see someone in my kitchen, like, we'll have friends over for dinner. See someone in the kitchen, like one of my friends is like, here, I'll load the dishwasher. No. You go over there.
Yeah.
You go sit down over there. No. You can unload the dishwasher.
Okay.
But you cannot load my dishwasher. And it turns into kind of a power play. Am I the only one?
No, Yeah, I don't think I would care, really. As long as it's getting done, yeah, good. Someone just load that
thing. My only thing with the dishwasher is tines up. That's it.
Yeah.
Tines have to be up, and that's it.
See, Froggy's like me. Froggy's like a little control freak with the dishwasher.
Yeah, because if you put the stuff in there wrong, and then you run the cycle, and it doesn't get cleaned, you got to do it all over again. Yep. So then I have to undo what you did and then do it right. I'd rather just do it myself the first time.
When you say you got to do it all over again, don't you just have to push a button?
No, because if it's loaded incorrectly, you got to unload it and reload it, so then it gets cleaned the proper way the next time.
Okay.
What you're not understanding, Gandhi,
yes,
when it comes to dishwasher loading, you have to understand how the water circulates, and therefore the plates and dishes need to be facing the right way to get the biggest bounce of water, right?
Right.
Correct. Yeah, and also, you need to put everything in there in a way where you can fit more stuff in.
Right.
So I tell you, have you ever seen the videos? It's really fascinating. Go to YouTube. You can see the videos of what happens in your dishwasher when it's on. It's something everyone should do. You need to take a tour of your dishwasher while it's on. It'll blow your mind. And the by the way, dishwashers, the new ones anyway, are so powerful that the tines up, tines down thing doesn't really matter anymore because every square inch of everything in there gets pelted, spanked.
See, my dishwashing guy, when he came over to check it when there was something wrong, he said your best bet is the gel or the powder. He said those little pod things that you put in there, he said, don't use them.
Oh,
he said,
really?
Because sometimes they don't disintegrate or melt enough, and it gets stuck in there and it clogs things. Yeah.
But they're so tasty, though. I love eating those as a snack.
Do not eat those.
You know what? Because of you, I'm going to go back to gel. Thank you, Daniel. Yeah, yes, Gary.
So,
by the way, welcome to Dishwasher Talk.
One time, I didn't know any better, and I experimented, and I put dishwashing liquid I squirted it into the area where you'd put a dish detergent for the, let's put it this way. Yeah, you know the stuff you use your hand, like Dawn and Palmolive? I ran out of stuff for the dishwasher.
So you put that in the dishwasher?
Yes, and the suds was leaking out the thing all over my kitchen floor.
That's hilarious.
I was like, oh my God, what's going on in here? I had no idea.
Guess what? You'll never do it again.
No, no,
that's so funny.
But they're interchangeable.
All right, so coming up next, the free crap phone tap, because we have no cash this week. Scotty B., it's your day. We need at least four items for the free crap, free money phone tap. You have those ready to
I do.
To show up? No, yes. Not yet.
Okay.
That's coming right up.
It's the weekend.
Hey, this is Miley Cyrus.
Yo, what up? It's the Black Eyed Peas.
Hey, this is Selena Gomez with Elvis Duran and The Morning Show.
For decades, the mafia had New York City in a stranglehold. But the murder of Carmine Galante marked the beginning of the end.
It sent the message that we can prosecute these people.
From the minds behind the acclaimed television series, listen to Law and Order Criminal Justice System on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart Radio app and search Law and Order Criminal Justice System and start listening.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening. And it sounds just like a song. I want more berries. And that summer feeling, it's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar. Watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon sugar high, watermelon.
sounds just like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar.
Their arms are like an angel.
crap phone tap.
Yeah, well, we wish it was the free money phone tap, but you know, ebb and flow, you know, maybe next week. But we do have some great crap giveaways. Scotty never disappoints. Scotty B, you went foraging, I guess.
Yeah.
Tripping around the radio station trying to find some free crap to give away. What did you find? What are we giving away?
Just crap in my studio. Hopefully the winner is a Yankees fan because I have a Yankees Universe limited edition gnome bobblehead that came from the Yankees.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. A Yankees gnome.
Yeah. Okay. And then some more limited edition stuff. This is Betty Crocker caramel apple cookie mix that General Mills sent me.
How old is that?
I just got it.
Okay.
I just got it. So there's that. Hold on.
Betty Crocker caramel apple scones?
What is cookie it? Mix. It's for cookie. The fall season.
Okay. Nice. All right. So far you have a Yankees gnome and some cookie mix.
And then I found this. This is a box of Energizer Industrial D batteries. That's a 12 pack. That's worth a lot of money.
Whoa.
But how old are those?
They're good until 2029.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Wow.
So if you have any toys in the old nightstand or need some D batteries, who needs some D?
Yeah, your big Maglite.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
And we tried to sell these, but we never could, so I'll give you a Serial Killers t-shirt.
Oh, from the world-famous podcast.
That's right.
That you and Andrew do. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a cool shirt.
What size is that?
This is a small.
It looks like it would fit one arm.
Yeah. So be smart and win.
So, you know, if you have a baby that would love to wear a Serial Killer's shirt.
Sure.
All right. And you can it'll be a hand-me-down for other babies in the family.
Of course.
All right, so the free crap phone tap. It's apple cinnamon cookie mix. Mm-hmm. It's also a Yankees gnome, right? You have the Energizer size D batteries good till 2029 or thereabouts. And, of course, the extra, extra small Serial Killers t-shirt.
That's right.
All right. Is everyone okay with the free crap?
Yeah.
All right. Let's roll into it. If you want all that, be calling 100. I don't know why, but someone wants it. 1-800-242-0100. All right. Wow. How much food can you put into your mouth at one time, Nate?
I think I broke my own record.
Oh, wow.
Look good. God, man. You look like a cow chewing cud. Anyway, if you grew up on the farm, you knew exactly what I'm talking about. All right, be caller 100 to win all that free crap. 1-800-242-0100. Who does the phone tap, Scotty?
Danielle.
Let's listen in, shall we?
Don't answer the phone, Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Danielle, it's all you.
All right, so Emma wanted to play a phone tap on her mom, Geneva. She has been telling her mom for months about this online game show. It's like a mother-daughter game show, and she wanted her mom to do it with her. She didn't give her mom a lot of details about the game show, so I'm going to call to make sure the mom knows all the details.
Every time you guys have done these quote-unquote game show phone taps, it's pretty awesome. Okay. Let's see what happens in Danielle's game show phone tap.
Hello? Hey, Mom. How are you, sweetie? Remember I was telling you about that game show that we were going to possibly be on and I was, like, trying out for?
I don't know. What do you want?
They want to ask you a couple questions to get us to the next round. Do you have a moment to do that now?
I don't know.
Come on.
All right. Just if it's quick.
Okay. I'm going to get them on the line.
All right.
Hi.
Hello.
Is this Geneva?
Yes, it is.
Oh, we're so excited you want to be part of My Mom Doesn't Do That. We're so happy.
What do what?
No, that's the name of the game show, My Mom Doesn't Do That.
Oh.
So I'm going to ask you some questions, and you just have to answer them, okay?
All right.
So the first question is, what do you wear when you go to bed?
Pajamas.
Okay. Let's see. When was your first kiss?
14.
What's your idea of foreplay?
I'm not comfortable with that.
Emma, I need you to help me here.
Mom, please. I mean, $15,000.
What is this? They're asking me sex questions?
Mom, no one's going to know it's you.
Mom, have you ever felt horny while texting on the phone?
Oh, my God. Emma, what kind of a show is this?
Mom, it's a show that could win us $50,000.
That's a lot of money, Geneva.
I don't care if it's a lot of money. I'm not talking horny. No.
Did it hurt the first time?
What? Those are not questions you say in public. That's ridiculous.
Mom, no one's going to know it's you.
Okay. Yeah. No. Listen. No, has your husband ever sent you pictures of his...
I can't believe you're asking me these questions. This is ridiculous,
no,
Emma.
Yes. It's a yes or no question. Very easy.
No, I'm not going to answer that question.
So he never sent you pictures of his...
There's no way I'm doing this. No way. Mom, I'm telling you right now.
Who is your husband's favorite porn star?
My husband doesn't watch porn.
Yeah, okay.
There's no, oh, my God. Emma, who is this lady?
These questions are what you talk about with your girlfriend on a Saturday night.
No, my friends and I do not talk about that on a Saturday night.
The producers want to know if you've ever been involved in an orgy.
What kind of show is this? This is disgusting.
Now, Mom, you, what is this? Mom, you agreed to do this. We'd already talked about this.
You know what? You know what? Well, let me give you guys a moment to talk, and then I'll be right back.
This is nuts, Emma.
Mom, you're doing great. You're just answering yes or no questions.
No, they're not yes or no questions. How can you say they're yes or no questions? They are not just yes or no questions. This is ridiculous. I can't believe you even let that lady ask me these questions.
Hey, excuse me. My producers just have a quick question. Is your husband circumcised?
Oh, my God. You stop with these questions right
now.
Well,
it's an answer yes
question.
Or no, and then I'll put you on hold again. Yes or no?
No, I'm not going to answer.
No, he's not. Okay, hold on.
You see what she's doing? Is she recording this?
This is Danielle Monero. You've just been phone tapped.
What?
It's a joke. You're not going on any show like that.
I got you, Mom.
Oh,
Mom, did you think I would really do that to you?
My heart is racing right now. My blood pressure is up. I you're trying to kill me. That's all I got to say, you guys.
We love you, Mom.
Oh, my God. Gosh.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Danielle, the things that come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Another phone tap. A free crab phone tap. Let's go to, you know what? Let's go talk to Sally from Jacksonville on line 18. Hey, Froggy, it's your neighbor Sally. Hey, Sally.
Hey.
What's up, Sally?
Good morning.
How you doing? What's going on there, Sally? How you feeling? How you feeling?
I'm feeling wonderful.
Yay! Sally!
Woo! I cannot say enough.
I love the name Sally. Sally to me is a fun name. Now, are you living a fun life because you have the name Sally?
I wish. Not really.
Well,
I work in an oncology department, so an infusion center.
Well, that's very important.
That's
fine. It is.
Yeah, Sally, thank you for what you do, and thanks for listening to us in Jacksonville. What do you have for Sally in the free crap phone tap? Remind us, Scotty B.
Well,
you really want this stuff? You know, we don't have to send it to you.
Well, she's calling from Jacksonville. There's a hurricane coming, I think, so D batteries would be great for your flashlights. So I'll make sure that I overnight them.
All right.
And then you got your Yankees gnome bobblehead and your limited edition Betty Crocker caramel apple cookie mix. You can cook that
boy.
At home. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a Serial Killer's t-shirt, size small.
There you go. There you go, Sally.
Lucky you.
Sally, we'll box this up and have it down there before you can miss it.
You know, after 20 years of trying to get to speak with you guys, this is just excitement just to hear your voice physically in my own phone. That's already make it.
Well, all right. I love that.
Bye, Sally.
Wow.
I see you guys once when it was Christmas tree light up on Town Center. I was killing myself to be in front row. I got a signature, my daughter did, not me, of Elvis. So we have that. It was a long time ago.
Aww.
Uh-huh, before COVID. So, you know, I've been trying forever.
You got through.
I'm just talking to you guys physically. That's all worth way more than $1,000.
Well, you didn't get $1,000, but, you know what?
That's I'm
so I'm
glad. Not today, but it's worth.
Well, I'm so glad we finally got to meet you, Sally. I mean, again,
awesome.
And thanks for listening to us. We do appreciate it. You know, and Froggy's making dinner at the house and down the street today if you wanted to roll by for a little
early
supper.
You guys are making a million people's day every single day. Oh, I cannot imagine. I cannot go to work not listening to you guys. That's not going to happen.
Love you. By the way, can we give Sally, other than what's in this dumb box, we got it. She's great. We got to give her something special. Come on, Nate.
We'll dig something out of the closet. Something
don't dig something up. Give her something that she deserves. Come on.
Okay, we'll find something for you.
We're going to find something really cool for you, Sally.
It's
hold on
be
one
something
second.
In the closet.
So much, and I called you for that. It's a surprise. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Aww. Hold on. See, you know what? It's so great to meet people like Sally.
Yeah.
And I would say her name fits her. Sally, to me, is a festive name. She seems like a festive lady.
I hope she and Jack love their lives together.
Danielle.
Oh, Danielle. Tis the season, Danielle. What do you have coming up, Danielle?
It's
not your turn. Never mind.
Okay.
God, we're late. Are we late?
Are we really? Oh,
yeah.
Shoot.
We're so late, we're early.
Oh.
What? Did we do Danielle a few minutes ago? I don't think we did.
Nope.
Don't confuse me. We need to go late with me.
Well, do we have any games you want to play today? Or is there something we want to do? Or just... No. Okay.
We have another connection. We have a couple end of summer mashes.
Let's play something together like a feud or something like one of those.
What do you have there, straight Nate?
We can get a family feud going if you
want. Yeah, we can yell at each other. Let's go.
I love that because I give the best answers of all time.
Oh, Red Rover, please don't come on over.
I'm Scotty B.
And I'm Andy.
And we have a podcast called Serial Killers. It's a podcast where we talk about breakfast cereals, and we'll try it before you buy it. Plus some fun facts about cereal you might not know.
From the nauseating cereals to the delicious ones, we taste them all, over 1,000 cereals and counting.
New episodes every Monday.
Listen to the iHeart Podcast Award-nominated Serial Killers
on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. Crunch!
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
With Wendy's Breakfast Burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, bacon or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
For decades, the mafia had New York City in a stranglehold. But the murder of Carmine Galante marked the beginning of the end.
It sent the message that we can prosecute these people.
From the minds behind the acclaimed television series, listen to Law and Order Criminal Justice System on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart Radio app and search Law and Order Criminal Justice System and start listening.
I'm at a payphone trying to call home all of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? It's all. Yeah, I know it's hard to remember the people we used to be. It's even harder to picture that you're not here next to me. You say it's too late to make it, but is it too late to try? And in that time that you wasted, all of our bridges burned out. I've wasted my nights, you turned out
Duran, like every day on my drive to work.
And the Z100 Morning Show.
Are you?